Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 17. And it says that by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, in Genesis 12, God told Abraham to leave his country, his family, and his security. When he said yes to God, he traveled an unfamiliar path to an unknown destiny based on the strength of a promise. Without hesitating, the 75-year-old patriarch went as the Lord had told him, as referenced in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. Now fast forward 25 years and Isaac is born, the miracle son who would fulfill God's promise that through Abraham's descendants, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice, God said in Genesis 26, 4 to 5, then God makes a heart-wrenching demand. Take your son, Abraham, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering, referenced in Genesis 22:2. And in obedience to God's word, the next morning, Abraham got up and took with him his son Isaac, as referenced in verse 3 of the same chapter of 22. God's promised blessing was contingent upon Abraham's willingness to let go of what he loved most. Holding on to Isaac would have been natural and understandable, but it would have short-circuited the promised blessing. So, the question in this passage of understanding that we can gain is that what are you clinging to that's blocking God's blessings in your life? Is it your children, your friendships, your reputation, your power, your possessions, your comfort, your habits? My dear brothers and sisters, Abraham's willingness to sacrifice Isaac was the supreme act of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. How could he do it? Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life. In the same chapter of Hebrews chapter 11, if you read verse 18 and 19, it talks about he had hope and he knew in his spirit that God can bring him back to life. So Abraham believed that with God. Letting go never means losing, but getting back something better. And you will too, because you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You are willing to forgo and let go of your precious things that holds you back. And when God tests your heart, remember that He is taking you to yet another level of your glory. He wants you to grow from faith to faith and glory to glory, so that His grace may continue to abound over your life, and that He will be able to enlarge your territory and bless you abundantly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, O God. We thank you for our patriarch Abraham. Father Abraham, we are the children of Abraham. We are the children of faith. And I pray, Lord, help us to emulate and imitate the faith of Abraham. Lord, I pray that you will increase faith in our hearts. You will bless us. You will enlarge our territory, increase our borders. Lord, take away pain from our midst, O Father. And if we go through our tests of life, I pray that we will come out victorious. We'll come out overcoming every obstacle and every hindrance, and we will get to the next level of our faith. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that Father, that the next level of faith has got immeasurable blessing of Jehovah. And I ask of you that give us the grace and the courage, O Father God, to stand firm in our tests and in our trials, that we will come out refined and pure and holy, and Lord, that you will receive the glory through our lives. I thank you, Father God. I pray, give us that grace, give us that courage, increase faith in our hearts. I pray for your flock, O Lord, as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I speak, O Lord God Almighty, the faith of Abraham will be their portion this morning. And I pray that, through faith, they'll be able to move mountains in Jesus' name. The Lord God Almighty will bless them, be with them, grant them favor, and lead them and guide them besides the still waters and green pastures in Jesus' name. I pray for the ones who may be sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it to get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds of Christ, we were healed and made whole. I thank you for that, O Jesus. We bless you, we love you, we worship you, adore you, magnify you, and give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.